This is from my blog, Tortured by the Incubus. I was minding my own business in my bed with my pink pillow between my legs. I admit it, I'm a pillow humper. I've been from an early age. I allowed my breasts to rub against the pillow properly to stimulate me. I must have been of interest as well to the spirits of the underworld, as an incubus of the nether regions was watching me. I felt a nice warm glow run over my body before I fell asleep. My body tingled all over from the orgasm, just as I fell into the world of dreams. I was chained to the wall. You would think this was a nightmare. This, of course, was not the typical position for a mistress. But then again, I was asleep. I felt the monster behind me. I felt his purplish red claws run down my body. I felt the heat of his breath as he purred in my ear that he was going to make me into a full demon this week. "You have teased and denied me long enough," I heard him say within my mind. I begged for him to make me into a succubus. I wanted the incubus to use and worship my body. I heard my voice use those words, even though my mind was in awe to hear myself beg to anyone. The heat of lust was absolutely mind-blowing. I felt him pull my body backwards and stretch his body against the rock underneath me. He stretched out his tongue so he could worship my breasts. I fearfully looked down to see the undeniably huge demon form licking me. I saw his sadistic smile and cried out. It was then that I woke up, hearing deep, dark laughter and a puddle of my own cum. "I will be worshiping your body all this week, Simone," the voice said. To be continued. This is Mistress Simone. And you can read my blog at kinkyphonemistress.com and call me at 1-800-601-7259. This is my fantasy. I can't wait to hear about yours. Love you, boys. Talk to you soon.